Hello, humans. Welcome to...
The idea is this.
Welcome to this.
Yeah, welcome to... Say it. Say the name.
Sarah, say the name.
I thought this was just a blank where we're going to put the name in.
No, we decided the name. This is horrible. This is the worst podcast.
The Zelda Puzzle Podquest.
The music goes here.
And this is going in the Heroes Path feed. I'm not making a new podcast feed for this, okay?
Okay.
It's the Heroes Path presents Zelda Puzzle Podquest. And the idea is, like, okay, so Sarah, you have been on a podcast where you did, like, an escape room over audio, right?
Yeah, Escape This Podcast.
What a cool thing.
There's a few of them where people run through escape rooms or escape room-like scenarios with puzzles and story, or maybe one or the other, but usually both. And it sort of resembles doing playing a parser game as well, where you're saying what you want to do. The person who's written the scenario will say what happens. There's a lot of ability to improvise because we're all here in person. So it is fun.
And what if you applied that idea to Zelda dungeons?
You could
play as Link exploring a dungeon, solving puzzles, having an adventure, and then, like, I don't know, if you and your friends have a podcast, then you could each design a dungeon and make the other two play through it. And that's what we're going to try to do.
That's awesome. Right.
Now, there's a detail that we haven't established that's very important. So let's set the stage of the fiction. There's very little to establish. All we know is that Link is on an adventure. He has a sword and a shield. And he needs to go to a bunch of dungeons to collect the... What are they going to be? Are they going to be medallions?
Yep.
Or princesses or what? Well, it's really just what you like better.
I think collecting medallions makes more sense than collecting princesses.
Okay.
Do you have an opinion? The pendants from Link to the Past, but I also like the what are they called in Wind Waker? Are they pearls? Are they orbs?
I think they're pearls.
Yeah,
I think
they're pearls. I think so too. That's nice.
I always just like those things. I always like the idea of a round thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But medallions are also round.
The problem is, if we say the Pearl of X, it's going to get confused in my mind with a game that I made where you collected pearls. Mm. So let's make it pendants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that work?
Or medallions. Both are round.
I like pendant because of what my dungeon is.
Oh.
And I'll get to say something cool.
Okay.
All right. So Link needs to collect the pendant for some reason. We don't know what's going on in the overworld. We're going to begin this journey as Link enters the first dungeon. And the first dungeon, the one that I designed for you guys to play, is the Shadow Temple.
Woohoo! I mean, oh no!
Cool. I'm writing this down. Welcome to the Shadow Temple.
The Shadow Temple was built by the Sheikah people to contain certain secrets that they had to keep concealed from the royal family of Hyrule. And it's also where Link will find the Shadow Pendant. Mm-hmm. I get to say Shadow Pendant instead of Shadow Medallion. That's cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And you guys are both controlling Link.
Yeah.
You know, like in Earthbound, where both player one and player two controllers have the same control over Nest.
I've got the right arm and the right leg, okay. But that means Sarah gets to swing the sword, so...
Yeah,
ooh, okay.
This is left-handed Link. Make no mistake.
Please write that down, listener.
You've had to descend deep into the earth just to find the entrance to the temple. The stone walls are damp and the floor is slippery. The atmosphere is so dense and musty that it's getting hard to breathe. The archway over the Shadow Temple's entrance is carved in the shape of a giant bird with a long, pointed beak. And Link, by this point, has studied some Sheikah lore. He knows that this is the Shadow Raven, who leads departed souls into the next life, and who guards the underworld against intruders. You pass through the archway into a large chamber. There are several monuments in here, and a treasure chest, and a bottomless pit. But what commands your immediate attention is a large skeleton who's walking around. Go.
I'm making myself a map. Okay, this is a Zelda game, so I would say we should run up and immediately attack the skeleton.
I think that makes sense, as long as it's not the kind you talk to.
Either way, if we run up and hit the A button, we'll find out.
Okay, let's hit the A button first.
So, the skeleton, noticing you come in, swings around, and he raises his shield to block your sword. And you clash, and he gets pushed back a little bit. You realize that he is not carrying a sword, although he does have a lot of armor on and a great big shield. And he says, "What are you doing here?"
Looking for the shadow pendant.
Oh, okay.
Are we just going to come clean?
Probably.
You can't wait for the other person to, like, okay every decision that you make for Link, because otherwise we'll be here all day.
I mean, we're not silent protagonists then. We can just talk.
Oh my gosh. No, this Link can talk.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, then let's be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know anything about that, says the skeleton. So let's just keep out of each other's way. How about that?
Okay.
And so he kind of takes a step back. He leans against the far wall and is content to watch you mess around in the dungeon. So I'll describe the room a little more thoroughly. Big square room. On the south side is the entrance that you just came through. Of course, you enter going north into the room. There's an open door to the east, but it's on the other side of a bottomless pit. Big, long pit that you can't walk around. To the north, there's another archway blocked by an engraved stone door. And to the west is a less impressive stone door with another engraving on it, but it doesn't look as important. Now, on this side of the bottomless pit, there are several stone monuments. There's a big platform with a treasure chest on it. And there's a statue of the Shadow Raven.
He said, sorry, one more time. Monuments?
Sure.
What was the second thing he said?
Platform with a treasure chest on it.
Okay.
So we need to get over there, I think. But all we have access to is a north door and a west door.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I wasn't clear. The north door and the west door, and all those monuments, and the statue, and the treasure chest, those are all on this side with you. The only thing on the far side of the bottomless pit is the door to the east.
Okay.
All right, let's see if that chest happens to be unlocked.
Yeah.
It sure isn't.
Mm-hmm. I've seen this before.
There is, however, there is an engraving on the platform, which I will show you here. Drag this over here.
Oh, I'm gonna.
And now, listener, what you can't see is that I have dragged into the Discord window an image file of a bunch of Sheikah text.
Sure is.
Hmm.
I guess it would be against the spirit for me to look up a cipher for this, and instead I should probably try and discern it by staring at it long enough to see if I can figure out what it says.
I think that you absolutely should look up a key.
Oh, okay.
And I will provide a key to you if you like, or you can do it by staring at it. However, don't feel like you're going to bore the listeners by silently deciphering it for a while, because I will use the magic of editing to cut out the boring parts.
You're going to make it sound smart. Thank you.
Oh, great.
I won't cut out that part, though.
Okay. I kind of want to get a feel for everything before we start deciphering text, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's an engraving there.
Where is this engraving?
This is on the platform.
That's on the platform that the treasure chest is on.
All right. The monuments.
Yes. So there's three monuments in here. And they also have more Sheikah texts on them.
Okay. I guess for the listener's sake, this is the Breath of the Wild Sheikah font. I guess there isn't another. Is there another Sheikah font? Hold on.
I don't think so.
I don't think there is either. What am I thinking of?
There's also a Gerudo font, which I would be happy to translate in either dungeon that you make.
Okay.
Hmm. If you choose to have revenge on me. The listener is also wants to know that each of these, while having a bunch of text in Sheikah script on the top, on the bottom has a number in plain old Hylian text that everyone can read that says, well, one of them says 3, the next one says 67, and the next one says 12,039,323.
That's probably a phone number.
Ah, we got to call Bucket Mouse. That's the key. You said there was a statue of the Shadow Raven?
Yes. Okay. This is going to sound familiar. The statue of the Shadow Raven has a beak of exaggerated length and pointiness. There is a lever worked into the side so you can spin this statue around to point all around the room. And on its back is a panel with a grid of dots.
Oh, okay. That's useful. Does the skeleton man... Can I walk up and get a good look at the skeleton man? And maybe his armor and shield to see if there are any engravings there?
Smart. He has a pronounced skull motif to his armor. Big skull on the shield. Little skulls on his, you know, pauldrons and stuff. But no Sheikah text or any, like... text type engravings or designs of any kind.
Okay.
And since you come over and like are staring at his armor, he's kind of raising a skull eyebrow and looking back at you like, who's this guy coming over staring at me?
I offer no explanation.
Sure.
And then there's a door to the north that had, what did you say about the door?
Indeed, there is also Sheikah text engraved on the north door. The thing about the north gate is that over this stone door that's in your way, it's another statue or carving of the Shadow Raven. So we have multiple Shadow Ravens in the same room.
Was there one in the entry when we came through?
There was one that you came under to enter the dungeon, yes.
Okay. I'm putting a really undignified little... You know when you are drawing like a little stick figure bird icon? Sure. That's what I'm putting for the Shadow Raven in a very undignified manner.
Oh, I just put an R, so that's cooler than what I did.
Yours is more respectful, though, so like you're not going to get destroyed by the Shadow Raven at the end of the dungeon like I am.
Once we split into two.
Yeah. Two swords.
You know, I want to tell the listeners that we kind of had the idea that we'd each design dungeons all at the same time and then spring them all on each other real fast and then like have to deal with what we learned about Link in each episode. But I think this is a great situation here where you guys get to play this one and learn a bunch of stuff and get a bunch of ideas before you design yours and find out what doesn't work in this medium, such
That's
as...
true.
Translating glyphs that the listener cannot see.
Well, you can put it in the show notes, right?
Maybe.
Okay, and then...
Should we describe what each one looks like? Would that help?
Well, they're all kind of the same. It's a stone with the Sheikah text in it that we haven't translated yet, because I keep dragging us looking around at everything, because that's what happens when I get into an escape room.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a good idea to see what we're dealing with. Like, what if one of the doors opens? We haven't tried them yet. We might find something useful in another room before we come back.
Yeah. That north door doesn't open, does it?
No, big stone door. You can push on it. You can bang it with your sword. It doesn't do anything.
What about the other door? Yeah.
The west door.
The west door, also a stone door, also has an engraving on it. But this is exciting. It's not Sheikah text. Mm. It's purely visual. The listener is doomed.
We have to employ our descriptive powers to describe that, whatever that is.
It's a symbol with some squares.
It's simple enough that I'm going to draw it in my notebook here.
It looks like a rupee sideways with a barbell over it.
Say it's,
supposed to look like the Sheikah eye symbol.
Yep, it also looks like that. I was going to say eye at first, and then the squares really stood out.
It's definitely like an eye with a teardrop under it if you're limited to purely like left and right and up and down and diagonal lines.
If this is a stone, you're not going to get a lot of nuance. Does the store open?
No way. Okay.
Just checking.
Bang, bang, bang. Clang, clang, clang.
Okay, I'm going to do one more exploratory thing, and then maybe we can translate some text. My last exploration thing is I want to look down the bottomless pit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting, isn't it, that like in a video game context, you don't question bottomless pit at all. But in any other context, you're like, wait, what? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Y'all have been in caves, right? I know. I've seen. Yeah. Sometimes there's like caves where they like advertise a bottomless pit, but they'll like be upfront about it's not actually bottomless. It's just really deep and you can't see the bottom usually.
In this case, hard to say.
Yep.
What about the door that we came in? Is there anything engraved there?
Not on this side, okay. No. Or I guess there probably is, but it's not part of the design. Okay.
All right.
I don't care.
Now is the time to pull up a translation guide for this.
You know, Sarah, while Zach is starting to translate some stuff, Link should go over to the Statue of the Shadow Raven and mess around with this panel on its back.
Okay. It's a panel of dots.
Yes. It's like a tablet kind of thing with dots in the grid, like if you, like in a square grid.
Why is this not working? So if you touch them, or if are they buttons or are they movable?
It's a lot like the game The Witness.
Uh-huh.
Where you can drag a line from dot to dot. And as soon as you lift your finger, the design that you've dragged across the dots goes away.
Okay. Well, can I make a design that looks like that eye from the other side of the room?
Well, can you? Can you do that without lifting your finger?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Yes.
You've actually done it already?
Square, square, square. Start in the middle. Up, up, down, down. And then left, up, up, right, down, down. And then down, and then another square.
Okay. When you successfully input that eye symbol into the grid, the west door opens.
Woohoo! Wow. This is like a tactile puzzle, but it's audio. That's amazing.
That's impressive that you're able to like convey that. Like, I'm going to read out my solution to this, and everybody is happy about it.
People love this.
Because I don't know if I would have been able to, like, describe that as succinctly. I'm trying to translate and talk at the same time, and I'm not succeeding.
There's a lot to do in this room. The door's not closing, is it?
I'm going to be so good at this.
No, the door is fine.
Okay, good.
Oh, we got a math puzzle on our hands.
Uh-oh. Should have known with those numbers. That's a really big number, too.
Factors of... Factors. Seek the factors of... It's probably true.
I also was going to suggest that Sarah start translating from the end.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to link to the...
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just read the link out loud and I'll type it in.
Hang on. We didn't set a timer either, but I guess that's...
What kind of Zelda dungeon has a timer?
The Palace of the Ocean King. Or Temple of the Ocean King?
Everything in...
I think it's Palace.
Majora's Mask.
That's true.
Very good answers.
This is the quiz part of the game? All right, so we have the first factor, the second factor, the final factor.
Let's pretend that the listener didn't hear the past 10 minutes and summarize what we've learned for them.
We did a bunch of deciphering ciphers, as you do. And we've decided, what all did we decipher? The treasure chest platform says, seek the factors of true heroism to multiply your strength. And then the various monuments will say it's the first, second, and final factors of true heroism, which are the numbers previously stated, which are 367 and 12,039,323. There's also the North Gate, which reads,
in the light of truth.
So that's a bunch of stuff that we can contend with when we feel like it.
Yeah.
But we also have a room that opened up while I was distracted.
Yeah, I want to see what's in the West Room.
We should probably go look and see what's in that West Room before we start doing math.
Sure. So the western doorway leads into a corridor, fairly narrow, and it makes a right turn into a smaller chamber that's almost like a shrine. The walls have various fancy carvings on them, and in the center of the room is a tall platform, kind of like the one with a treasure chest in the main room. And indeed, this one also has a treasure chest on it, and it also has a bunch of Sheikah writing carved into it, but it's like way more Sheikah carving. It's a ton. We don't have to translate it. I'll tell you what it says later if you want. Behind, on the far side of the platform, there's another monument like the ones that you just spent a bunch of time deciphering.
What does that monument say, Ryan?
I'll put it in here.
Is this the same last three rows as the ones we've been looking at?
This is the third? Yeah, this is the third factor of true heroism.
Okay.
So we can add that to the pile.
It says that the third factor of true heroism is 163.
Thank you for keeping us telling the listener, which I was extremely about to just let them suffer. Is that chest open up, eh?
The chest. When you open up the treasure chest, there is nothing inside.
Well, how can that be?
It's empty, that's why.
Someone took it. I bet it was that skeleton.
Can I look underneath the treasure chest?
Is it built into the platform? It probably would be built into the platform, so you can't pick it up.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I feel like that's how it is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of picking up treasure chests in these games.
Except in, like, Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, where treasure chests are basically weapons.
Kinda, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I knew that.
Nothing else going on here? What does the text say?
Okay. So Link spends a good long while decoding all this text on this platform. It explains there was a Sheikah scientist who fell in love with the Prince of Hyrule. And in order to impress him, she designed a cool artifact, the Lantern of Truth, with exactly the sorts of magical capabilities you would expect from something called the Lantern of Truth, being able to reveal the true nature of things and so on. However, the prince spurned the Sheikah scientist, and so she did not give him the lantern. Instead, she enshrined it here in the Shadow Temple, where it would await a worthy hero to claim it.
Wow. You think that person already came and got it out of that chest?
Must have.
Oh, maybe it's invisible.
Oh.
If we feel around in there, is there anything we touch?
No. It is empty to the eye and to the hand.
Well, I had to try.
Well, then, we have four factors. I don't know if that helps us exactly, but we have those. There's nothing else in this room?
Nope.
I don't know if that's a good question to ask, but I did ask it. Should we go ask this? Well. Should we ask the skeleton if he knows anything about this?
Sure.
Well,
hey skeleton, do you know about a Lantern of Truth?
When you return to the main room of the dungeon, the skeleton is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, because it took us so long to read all that stuff.
Man, He just left. Well, okay. We've got remaining things we can interact with. Is the we can rotate the Shadow Raven statue.
Oh, yeah.
And point it in different directions, and then there's a lever. Wait, was that what I have here? No, just a lever to rotate it.
Well, the North Gate says in the Light of Truth. Do we like rotate it in that direction? Would that do anything? Do we need a light or
a lantern? Perhaps.
Did we draw? Yeah. Let's try it. What if we point the Raven statue at that door?
Okay, so you have to turn it like 90 degrees because it was pointing at the west door when you inputted the code to open the west door. Right?
Okay.
So you can point it at the north gate. And then what are you going to input on the grid?
I thought it was still the same thing.
Oh, well, you can input that eye again on the grid.
Okay, yeah.
But it doesn't do anything to the door.
How about a heart?
You can
draw. I guess a you can't do that very there. Easily.
It's a very angular dome. Yeah. Heart, but yeah. Sure.
0393233. Okay.
We haven't seen a lot of other symbols.
Can we point the Raven statue at the Raven by the entrance?
Not really. You can't see that Raven from in here, but you can point it at the entrance.
Okay. So we almost need to look for more codes to plug into the back of this thing, too. Can we point it at the pit?
Yeah.
And can I put in the same symbol from before?
Yeah.
Anything fun happen?
Nope, nothing fun happened.
Can we see the east door from here?
Yeah, you can see the east door.
Is there like writing on it?
No, it's an open doorway.
Okay.
And you can see a little bit of a hallway down that way.
Okay.
And make a perception check.
Okay.
There is a little bit, you can see light playing off of the far walls of that hallway. Like there's someone or something moving down that way. Some light moving around.
Like from a metagame perspective, what I'm thinking of is that maybe we can get across that pit because there's secretly a walkway that we can't see.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like really metagamey in a way that I'm not sure would be intentional unless like.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many hearts do we have?
You have three.
Okay. And falling in a pit, that's like a quarter, right?
That's half.
Oh, okay. We're doing Link's Awakening rules. Maybe not worth it. It's probably a better option. Skeleton's gone. We read the chest. We read the monuments. We have three factors and a final factor. So I should probably engage with math.
Was there anything in the other room we didn't read? Was there a monument in there we didn't read?
No, there were two things to read in the shrine room.
Okay.
The platform and the
other monument. The third factor. Okay. So we have these four numbers, factors.
The final factor of true heroism is 12,039,323. I'm going to pull a calculator out, audience.
The Sheikah Slate has it. Calculator. It's
163.
Or there could be a calculator app on the tablet that's attached to the bird statue. That would be funny. If you drag to the left and it changes from puzzle input to Sheikah calculator.
That would be a good hint too.
I don't know how to use this application. Because if they're all factors of something, then you would think, oh, hang on. That grid of circles on the back of the thing. That would not work. You have to be able to draw it in a complete line without raising your finger up. I started to, I glanced over at the Sheikah cipher language and I was like, well, can we dial some numbers on the back of this thing? But all the numbers have like you'd have to take your finger off the thing and that does not work. I thought like, because if it's calling the 12 million figure a factor, that implies there's a bigger number we have to find.
Yeah. Well, we can multiply them all together.
Oh, I didn't do that yet. Let's try that. I was trying to get the little numbers to equal the big number, but let's just try multiplying these together and see what we get. We get... I'm just going to copy-paste this number. And
some really large number.
It's a very large number, but it also looks like a code, maybe.
Oh.
394-444-339-449.
It only has three numbers on it.
Yeah, that looks like a code for something that we have to input.
Yeah, that's something.
The only input device we have is the thing on the back of the statue that we're rotating. And those numbers are bigger than 360, so it's not like the degree. At one point, I'm like, do I need to point the statue at a certain degrees? Like, it's a big dial to turn around for, like, a safe to unlock. But that's probably not it. Because those are all bigger than 360, except for 339.
I was just making an assumption that clocks are the same, but that clocks may not have anything to do with this. Thinking about, you know, dialing it to the three position, but what would that be?
If it was like one through five, we do have five, like, monuments to point it towards. But
3, 4, and 9.
3, 4, 9 are the numbers we have to find representative somewhere in here. And 3, 4, 9, again, the Sheikah numbers all have multiple parts that don't intersect, so you can't draw those on the back of a thing.
Well, these numbers in the alphabet, they do have a dot in a different place, kind of like a telephone keypad. Like the 1 has a dot on the upper left, and then the 2 is in the top middle.
Oh, right. Okay.
I wonder if we could spin it like that.
Like 3. So point it like northeast corner.
Yeah.
And then
southeast.
East corner. And then west side. Yeah.
And then just leave it there for a while.
It would be really tedious to like point it and then put the code because we only have the one like code.
Yeah.
But but also like we're not physically doing that, so we can just say to the dungeon master, "Hey Ryan, we're going to what if we point it at the do you know what we're talking about with the way the Sheikah numbers?"
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So you want to use those the way those numbers point as like headings for the bird statue
potentially.
And that you're going to like enter the I code on the grid.
Yeah.
At some point during this sequence where you're like moving the statue around and having it like whenever there's a series of fours, you're going to have it like point that direction longer.
Well, no, we'll just put keep the code... putting in the symbol repeatedly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you put the code 3 times. The eyeglass symbol.
All right. So while you're doing that, the skeleton appears in the east hallway across the bottomless pit.
I knew it.
And he says, "Oh, you guys are still here. I mean, you're still here, single Link." have you guys found a sword?
Link lies and says no, despite the fact that Link has a sword.
Not that sword. I know you have that sword. I'm just...
He's like...
Is there any...
Putting it behind his back.
Okay, never mind. And he walks back down the hallway and disappears around a corner.
Okay.
So he doesn't have a
sword. Anyway, that solution does not work for the number.
Okay. But look how little it cost us to do that.
Yeah.
This is why the text, the chat-based format is good.
Yeah. I do feel or like real. We maybe should have asked how he got over there, but maybe he'll come back again.
Okay, so we have a sword.
You didn't get his name, did you?
No. Okay, we have a sword. That is true. I could do... I was going to say, I start poking my sword on the wall looking for bombable spots. But oh, yeah. It has not been established bombs. That we have bombs, so that would not
you
help
do
us
not
out.
Have bombs.
It's still fun.
It is still fun.
You know what you do have that I didn't tell you about?
Oh.
You have 3 gossip stones that you can crush and they turn into hints.
Wow. Oh. Okay. Well, but wait, now that made me think maybe we should just like use our sword to test the pit and see if any of the pit is actually an invisible walkway like we were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, you can like wave your sword into the pit like a cane that you're searching for the path with.
Yeah.
And there is not anything. Your sword does not bang against anything.
Okay, I feel better.
What would our sword have to do with any of this? True heroism.
I think he was looking for a sword. I don't know if his, like, he's over there. He's asking if you have a sword because he wants a sword.
Should we throw our sword over there?
We could just give him our sword. It's probably, like, the starter sword.
Yeah. We'll probably find another one.
Hey, do you want a sword?
What?
Sword.
What? And he trundles down the hallway. What?
How'd you get over there again?
Oh.
None of your business.
Okay. All right. Take the sword.
No, I don't want... That's not the sword I'm looking for. Never mind. You wouldn't... It's stupid. It's none of your business. I'm looking for a sword. If you find a sword, much bigger sword than your sword, let me know. I'll be over here. Leave me alone.
Okay.
And he goes away.
I guess we should take a closer look at the surroundings and see if, like, one of the raven statues is secretly a sword.
None of the statues looks like, I mean, they have very pointy beaks, but if there were a sword hidden in them, then you have to, like, break apart a big stone statue that you don't really have any way of breaking apart.
Need those bombs.
Where are the bombs?
I think I'm stuck.
Maybe we should break one of those hints open.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
You are looking for the stone whispers as you crumble it to ash. Something else to input on the tablet.
That's so true. You're so wise, person that we just Skyped in.
Goodbye.
So,
goodbye.
Says the gossip stone as it's
gossip stone
dust. Hmm. Falls, floats away down the bottomless pit.
I feel bad for crushing it now. So can we input this, like we were talking about spinning the statue around, can we input that same shape into the back of the statue instead?
How would you, like,
assuming that 3 is top right, 9 is bottom right, and 4 is middle left.
Okay, do it. You have to actually do it, though.
Okay. 3, 9, 4, 4, 4, 4.
No, actually do it. That's why I told you to have graph paper.
3, 9, 4, 4, 9.
What is it?
A triangle.
What?
Is it a
Zach,
triangle?
You do it.
Let me take a look and see. So
I'm doing it wrong.
Hold on, I'm making... Oh, that's... What am I doing it that way? Okay, hold on. Also, there's no light in this room now. I meant to fix that, but not right now. I'm focused.
Oh.
Locked in. Okay, here. 3. Then that goes to 9. And then to 4. Which is just back the same way. About halfway, which I don't know how I managed to pull that off. And then it stays at 4 for a little bit. Then it goes to the 3. Oh, 4 was over there, Zach. Try that again. 3, 4... 3, 3, back to 9, back to 4, back to 9. It is just a triangle, but like a triangle pointing left.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You're not doing this right.
What?
No.
If
3, 3, 3, 9, 9, 4, 4, 4, 9.
Three, no, that doesn't work either. I was trying to do it as if 9. There were 12 boxes.
4, 9, okay. Yeah, 3, 9, 4, 3, 9, 4, I don't see how it's not a triangle pointed left.
Here's what you have to do. You have to, when there are more than one of a number in a sequence, when there's more than one four, there's four fours after one after the other, mm-hmm. you have to input all of those numbers.
Well, you can't take your hand off the thing, though.
No, but you can keep going in that direction.
Oh! See, I'm still... I see now. Three. It's not... Four, you're yeah.
Four.
Three. So if we go...
Nine.
Four. Three. Nine. Four. Aha! I see.
What did you do?
It's a triforce. Isn't it? Yeah, there are 9, 4. So you have to, like, start with just a point and then use that as the directions your pencil goes.
Ah, okay.
It's not, we were very locked into it being like there's a 3x3 grid that we were bouncing around. Instead of it being
I should have explained that the grid was like 9x9 or whatever.
No, the grid is
9x9 or something.
No. Had it been, we thought it was 9x9, but actually it's more freeform than that.
Well, but it's, you have to move diagonally or orthogonally. That's important.
But it's a triforce.
It's a triforce.
Kind of a squat. Yeah. Little squat little triforce that I got, but it's basically a triforce.
Okay. And which way is the raven statue pointing when you put this in?
North. Towards the north door.
No, that doesn't do anything.
Ugh, I'm out of ideas.
Just do it in every direction and then draw it.
That's not
treasure chest.
What if we try pointing at the treasure chest?
Why would the treasure? The treasure chest in this room. I forgot there's a treasure chest in this room.
I did as well.
The one with the platform that told you to multiply the numbers.
Okay, let's do that and open that chest.
The chest opens.
Yes. Is it a sword?
One thing I forgot to mention is how big this chest is. It's almost like a coffin.
Oh, cool.
Spooky. And inside. Huge sword.
Huh.
Well, I'm keeping that.
Very big, like, gnarly sword with a bony hilt.
Can we lift it?
And, like, you can lift it, but you're going to be, like, holding it with two hands, dragging it around, and only able to, like, swing it in a big, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The Bigoron sword, like, it's rough, but now you have a huge sword.
I love this for us.
Does this sword exceed, does the length exceed the width of the pit?
No. Okay. It is quite a bit longer, and you could, like, search out more of the pit with it, but you would be dangling this huge, heavy sword over the pit. That'd be a terrible idea.
Well, my thought was to use it as a bridge.
Oh, I see.
But... No. Maybe we should just yell for the skeleton and say, found your sword.
You yell for the skeleton. He comes back. He says, you know, I have a name.
What is the name of...
Hey, where'd you get that sword?
Yeah, see? I found it.
Give me that sword.
You have to tell us your name first.
My name is Stalboss.
Okay.
My name is
also,
Link.
You have to... That's right. Also, right, you have Link. To help... Can we come over there? What's over there? Is it fun?
To get over here, you need this. And he holds up the lantern. Mm. The lantern of truth.
That seems good.
But you have to give me the Skeleblade. I'll give you the lantern.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hup.
You're going to throw it?
Sure.
We'll throw him
There's
at the same
no
time.
Way. Link is not strong enough to throw the sword across the pit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hmm.
Can you reach over and grab it?
Just come back.
I can't. Look how big this pit is.
Yeah, how'd you get over there to begin with?
Yeah, just do that again.
I use the lantern.
Use it again.
Okay, fine. Now, I did have this in mind as a puzzle where you would have to figure out how to do the trade. And I was like, that's the kind of puzzle where you don't need to decide on the solution ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Just let them figure it out. But now that I actually think about it, I should have done a little bit more thinking about it during the planning stage. There isn't really anything to do. I don't know what I was doing. Because what else is he going to do? So, yeah, what he does is he goes to, like, the far southern end of the bottomless pit. And there is, when he shines the lantern on the empty space, a platform appears in the middle glowing in rainbow colors. Ooh. And he has to jump onto that platform and then jump across to the side of the thing. And he says, okay, you put the sword down and then I'll hand you the lantern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you relinquish the sword, he hands you the lantern. He says, all right, see you later.
Bye.
Does he leave the dungeon?
Should we?
Yeah, he is going to walk kind of furtively out of the dungeon, looking over his shoulder at you.
Okay.
And the thing is, he's a big skeleton. He can handle that sword one-handed. It goes great with his skull shield. Because it's like a big white, you know, broken looking sword. Are you imagining the, like, skeleton sword that I'm imagining?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Well, good. Maybe. It seems like we just did a quest.
I'm going to talk about how well this is going in the middle of this. I'm really enjoying the fact that we're both controlling the same character, and so it's kind of whoever talks first gets to decide what's happening. So there's this real, like, id versus id thing happening with Link, where he's just incredibly impulsive as a character, and I'm very enjoying this.
That does keep things, as long as I told you right away, don't wait for each other to sign off on your answers.
Totally.
That's a lot better than sometimes on Clash of the Titans, we would, like, people would be waiting for the other person to say, oh yeah, sure, let's do mm-hmm. that idea. But this way, we just do it.
Okay, let's point that lantern at the gap, at the pit.
All right. So now you see where that
we got to do that little fanfare because we got an item.
Oh, you got an item. The Lantern of Truth.
Love it. Okay, now we point the lantern at the pit.
The invisible platform lights up with rainbow colors, and it does kind of persist a little while after you bring the light of the lantern off of it, which is nice because then you can see it while you're jumping.
Roll at the edge of the pit to get a little more distance.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But you don't want to overshoot it. Be careful.
No.
And then another jump and you're on the far side of the pit.
What's over here?
Just a doorway into the hallway leading east.
Let's do it.
What's in there?
Okay. The hallway goes straight down for a little while and it ends in an octagonal room, where there are doorways to the northeast and southeast and southwest and northwest.
You said octagonal, and I immediately drew a hexagon.
Oops. Where are the doors again?
The doors, you know, big iron doors, are to the northeast and southeast and southwest and northwest. Got it. The diagonal directions.
And then I tried to draw an octagon.
You came from the west.
Okay.
So I guess there's also a way that way, but it's an open hallway.
This octagon is a rhombus. I'm failing at drawing an octagon right now.
It doesn't really have to look like one.
And if you say
these
so.
These doors, do they open?
None of the doors open. The handles don't even turn.
Oh.
You try one after the other, there's nothing there. The handles don't even jiggle.
Sarah, where were the doorways? I'm sorry.
In the northwest, northeast, southeast, and southwest.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The ordinal directions.
What else is in the room?
Floor.
Okay.
Can we look at the doors with the lantern?
Shining the lantern on each of the doors reveals nothing.
Hmm.
Can we shine the lantern on the areas where the walls where there are no doors?
Yes. Those walls to the north and south are fake. Ooh. The lantern shines right through them, revealing more hallways.
South
and
first.
To the east, oh. That's a real, the wall to the east is a real wall.
The genuine article, baby.
Okay, south.
Yeah, I want to go south too.
short hallway into a square room. This room is empty.
Mm. Oh, well.
Let's shine the light to make sure it's actually empty.
Okay. There is, in fact, text on the far wall. And I will paste this in.
That's a...
More math. Oh. Are we going to draw another symbol?
We must draw another symbol.
This is like a couple dozen numbers.
This is a lot of numbers. I'm going to read it out for the player.
Yeah,
it is 9 9 9 2 3 4 3 6 6 9 1 7 6 6 9 8 8 8 7 9 4 1 7 4 3 1 2 7 7 7 2 2 2 2 2 2. Getting our number station content going.
Yeah.
What on earth is that going to look like? 1 2 Okay.
What?
I think we've been hoodwinked. I don't think this is anything at all. It's an Anubis.
What?
The shape I've drawn is it's gibberish. It's complete and utter.
I hope I did it right.
Complete and utter gibberish.
Mine is too, but I still don't have the hang of this, so that's not surprising.
Yeah, the shape I just drew is like, I can take a picture of it. I gotta turn lights on to take a picture of it.
Oh, well, that's a problem. I think that must be...
Well, I'm gonna try something else real quick.
I think that there's a missing 4. Okay, well, you did the last part wrong, definitely.
Oh, because I did 2, 2, 2. Yeah, I did the wrong way. Yeah. It should be like this 7, or something.
7, 7, 7, 2, 2, 2. You don't have 3 7s and you don't have 2s at the end. Yeah, this is bad.
I did a bad job.
Confirm this.
I was like, my next goal is I was going to pop open that number that I read out and put it into the calculator and divide it by the other numbers, because we never really did factor anything, and get a smaller number that was going to be the actual correct thing.
Mm.
Well, they are factors by virtue of you having multiplied them into a larger number.
The Windows, whatever version I'm using, default calculator cannot handle numbers that big, apparently, so... Good job, great. Microsoft Sam. I should probably try and do this again.
9, 9, 9. I think I missed a 4 between a 9 and a 1. Because if it's 9 and then 1, that
it
would
just
be
goes back.
Going back on itself.
Yeah. It goes back on itself 4, a couple times.
1.
Okay, that's bad. That's bad. Bad puzzle. And you told me that's an Anubis? I'm looking at what Zach drew, and I'm 4. Even more worried by the idea that he thinks this looks like an Anubis.
No, it's the head. It's not Anubis. I think it's an Osiris.
What are you talking about?
I don't remember any of my Egyptian mythology. What Egyptian with a hawk head?
Horus.
Horus.
Okay, but that doesn't look... Oh, I kind of see a hawk head at the very top.
Yeah, I immediately... That's what I'm like, it's a Horus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. No, it's... Hmm. Hold on. A fairy is going to come into the room and write some stuff on the wall.
I was close.
You were very close, except for the very end.
It's
wow.
An Octorok.
Yeah, I had something a
in
bit
profile.
Different.
That is a lantern.
No,
it's an Octorok.
It's an Octorok.
It is.
Shut up. No. It's a lantern shining a big beam.
Yeah, I guess. All right, cool. We got another code to use. We should check out the north room from the octagonal room now.
Okay. North room. There's another monument in here. And I don't even know. I don't think I made a thing for you to translate, because we're done translating things.
What shape is this room?
She could text on this. What?
What shape is this room?
It's a square room.
Okay.
And the monument says, in Sheikah text, the Lantern of Truth's image will unbar the Shadow Raven's gate.
Well, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Well, we should go cross back over the pit.
Sure.
Point the statue at the thing.
Sure.
And plug in Q-Bert here to the
Now, the I back will agree thing. It looks like Q-Bert.
It kind of looks like Q-Bert now that I look at it again.
Yeah. Kinda.
I think the problem was that I tried to do this fancy little thing to make a handle on the top, you know?
Yeah.
I added that after I had calculated the rest of it. And so I missed out on some critical number that made that possible. So don't do that when you're planning your own audio dungeon. For the, what do we call this? Zelda puzzle...
Zelda puzzle pod quest.
Cool. Okay. The door, the north gate, it opens.
Yes. Let's go in.
Okay. The chamber beyond is all bones.
Oh, no.
The floor is bones, and the walls are bones, and the ceiling is bones. And Stahlboss is here.
What?
However, he is not able to say hello. Yeah, he has a sword, he has a shield, but he can't do anything because these long white arms are reaching up out of the bones to restrain him, and one sickly hand is clenched over his skull mouth, and so all he can say is...
That's no good. We should probably try and
thinking
swipe
quickly.
Our, one of those... The hand... covering his mouth with sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can swipe, cut off that hand. It falls to the skull floor and wriggles around. Stahlboss says, oh, you are in big trouble, kid.
Why?
But cut the rest of these arms, quick.
Cut.
Okay, so while you're freeing him, something else arises out of the bone floor. It is... the grossest thing you can imagine, which is a big white, like, face thing with a neck attached to a flesh mass, and it has the hugest mouth, and these weird little Tyrannosaurus, like, pincer arms, and it's Deadhand, who is coming after you and Stahlboss.
That seems bad.
And a bunch more of those arms are reaching up out of the skulls to grab the both of you.
Well, yeah. We should hide behind him, first of all.
Okay.
We have this light that we might be able to see something with. If we just, like, shine it around. Does anything happen? Do they recoil from the light?
Yeah, man. Each arm recoils or, like, gets paralyzed as you shine the light of truth on it. And when you shine it on Deadhand, he just wriggles around. And Stahlboss says, nice work, kid. And he raises the Skellablade and he hacks into Deadhand repeatedly until Deadhand falls to the floor.
Yeah!
Stop moving. Then Deadhand explodes. And a bunch of ghostly images pop out of the walls and of the floor and the ceiling, and they whoosh out of the room. And Stahlboss puts his Skellablade behind his back. He says, hey, thanks for all that. Good work, I guess. See you later. And he walks away. However, what Stahlboss did not notice is on the floor there is... the Shadow Pendant.
Yes. Let's get it.
Wait. Do we get a heart container too?
Oh, yeah, you get a heart container.
Yay, okay.
Of course you get a heart container.
I just figured there must be one too.
Yeah.
We should do that
heart container, yeah. Shadow Pendant, and warp to the outside if you need that.
Success.
Yes.
Success. End of dungeon.
Great job, everybody.
Yeah.
Well done. Now, I tell you what, I listened to these episodes of Escape This Podcast where they pointed out, you know, visual puzzles aren't going to work very well in what we're doing. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Visual puzzles, the people listening won't be able to see it, even if the people playing can. But when I had an idea for, oh, if the Sheikah numbers can be directions, I could do something with that. Well, I had to go with that idea because mm-hmm. it was the idea I had. And I said, well, it's okay if the first dungeon is bad because it will give Zach and Sarah information to use when they make dungeons.
Well, people listening can also stop and try to draw stuff themselves if they want to.
I hope they don't. Driving. I'm going to make sure that they don't get a chance to try and do that last Lantern of Truth number. I'm going to like speed up the audio so they can't pause and they have to hear immediately that it doesn't work.
Uh-huh. I mean, you've got the audio of me saying every number very clearly now, so you can make me say any numbers you want, probably.
Whoa! But we have a bunch of audio of us talking about it afterwards, saying that doesn't work.
Well,
that's true.
It's optional.
Anyway, thank you for playing the Shadow Temple.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Now, I'm glad you had fun. Oh, that's good. That's good. We should tell the listeners what, or if you're prepared to say, what temple or dungeon is Link going to visit next? Or what are you guys working on that we can look forward to?
Do we pick which one's going next?
I guess it depends on which of us is least busy, huh?
You can just say what.
Zach has to go to a different kind of temple soon.
And that's true. Time. Well, I'll just say mine. I don't know if we're going to go here next, but look forward to the Lightning Temple.
Cool.
Cool. I commit to an eventual visit to a Temple of Time.
Yeah!
I'm really excited for that, but also, like, scared for you to have to design that.
Me too.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And listeners, if you were put off by elements of this that didn't work well for listeners, rest assured that Zach and Sarah will be intent on outdoing me and succeeding where I failed.
It's all I've ever wanted.